The founding fathers of our country divided the government into three branches: the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. Now, in the Old Testament, God also set up a three-pronged government. He himself, of course, and his law is the absolute authority. But under him, there were three anointed offices: the prophets, who heard the word of God from the Holy Spirit and then revealed that word to the people; the priests, who were in charge of the temple ceremonies and the sacrifices; and then there were the kings, who made the laws and enforced the laws. And all of them, of course, were to rule under God. And God's word was the highest authority. Now, one of the kings of Judah was Uzziah, and he ruled over Judah and Jerusalem for 52 years. And the Bible says that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. It says that as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. His fame spread far and wide, for he was marvelously helped till he became strong. But then it happened to King Uzziah, as it has happened to so many other powerful and prosperous people. He was not satisfied with the authority he had been given. He wanted even more. And so we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. So in his pride, he decided that he wanted to do more than just exercise the duties of a king. He wanted to function as a priest also. Now, you remember how the temple area was divided also into three parts: the outer courtyard where the common people could enter, then there was the holy place where only the priests could enter, and then finally there was the Holy of Holies, the most holy place, where only the high priest could enter, and he could only enter once a year. Well, King Uzziah wanted to offer incense on the altar of incense, which would be in the holy place, and only the priests could enter that. But since he was the mighty king of his people, he thought he should go there also and offer incense. This was a transgression against the Lord, but after all, he was the king. Who would stop him? Well, it so happened that there was a high priest at that time named Azariah. And he knew that what the king was doing was contrary to the will of God. And so he took it upon himself to put a stop to this. We read, Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him were 80 priests of the Lord, valiant men. And they withstood King Uzziah and said to him, it is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Get out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed. You shall have no honor from the Lord God. So here's a confrontation between two branches of government: the priestly authority and the kingly authority. Azariah and the 80 priests knew that God was on their side, but King Uzziah was very powerful. He had a whole army of which he was the commander in chief. And he was very angry with the intervention of the priests. The Bible says he became furious, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense, and he was angry with the priests. So now, what was going to happen? Would he use his authority as king? And would there be bloodshed between the kings and the king and the priests? Well, at this point, God himself intervened and made it perfectly clear who was in the right and who was in the wrong. So we read, While he, that is Uzziah, was angry with the priests, leprosy broke out on his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked at him, and there on his forehead he was leprous. So they thrust him out of that place. Indeed, he also hurried to get out, because the Lord had struck him. So at that point, King Uzziah knew he had gone too far. God himself had rendered the verdict, and Uzziah quickly got out of the holy place. And with his leprosy, he could not even be in the courtyard. In fact, he could not associate with the people at all anymore. From that time on, he had to live in an isolated place. And he remained a leper until the day he died. He lived in an isolated house. He had not been satisfied being a king. He wanted to be a priest also, and now he could not even function as a king. He lived by himself, and the function of the king went to his son Jotham. And that's the way it remained until he died. Now, we know that there is one king, Uzziah's descendant, who does not have to concern himself with invading the functions of another, because he is all at one time. He is the king. He is the high priest. And he is the prophet as well. As a prophet, he speaks God's word, and as a prophet, he is speaking right now through those whom he has called to be his spokesman. As a priest, he carried out the great sacrifice to end all sacrifices that were to take away sin or to represent the taking away of sin. That has been done. And now he functions as priest at the right hand of God, interceding for us. And as king, he rules over all things for the benefit of those who believe in him. And he rules in our hearts through his word. So he is prophet, priest, and king. And he has the right to go not into the holy place on earth or the most holy place, but he has the right to go into heaven itself as our high priest. So let us praise him today for taking away our sin, even the sin of pride. We sing hymn 524, stanzas 4 through 6 in the Lutheran service book. 524, 4 through 6.